What's wrong here? Nothing. This is a good setup, given the roadside conditions, as the flagger is stationed 40 feet from the nearest cone, is properly attired, and clearly visible. Communication with his fellow flagger is performed with the two-way radio attached to his vest. May point out that the flagger is standing in the middle of the travel lane approaching the work area. While you would be accurate with your observation, consideration was given to the roadside geography in determining the best flagger position for this work zone, which is near the peak of a mountain. What you can't see is that there is a significant drop-off of several hundred feet on the other side of the guide rail, so the flagger opted to enhance his limited escape route by moving away from the guide rail. He provided himself with an option to move left or right in case an errant vehicle or inattentive driver would approach. No two work zones are identical, and decisions must be made on how to provide the most safe work zone possible. Remember, if you have questions about the work zone setup or have an idea to improve safety, present these comments to your foreman.